to our liturgical moment. Today we're talking briefly about the epistle reading. So all of our readings right now are on the one-year series, and sometimes it's called the historic series. And what that means is that we hear the same readings every single year on the Sundays that they land on. So, for instance, right, this Sunday is Sexagesima, and so next year we're going to hear the exact same readings as what we heard this year, which is what we heard last year, and so on and so forth. And so, as they were going through and making this, though, it's called the historic series because this is the older of the series that we use. In fact, you can go all the way back to like Martin Luther, and he was using these readings for the most part. But part of what that means is that you get some interesting things that happen sometimes, and the epistle readings is one of those interesting things. Because whereas the Old Testament reading and the gospel reading have a tendency to fit very well together, the epistle reading is sometimes random. And, or at least it seems random. What actually we think happened is that there was a few times in the year where they kind of just started going through certain chapters of the book. So there will be a couple of times where we have, for instance, Romans 3 verses 1 through 12, and then we have the rest of Romans 3 the next week. And it doesn't always fit very well with what else is going on. But sometimes what we do is we shift that around a little bit so that it fits better. And that's what's going on today with our epistle reading, is that we actually changed off of what's kind of the historic reading to this Hebrews 4 reading because it fits a little bit better with what's going on in the gospel reading, because the gospel reading is really what's supposed to be the focus. And so that's kind of how we try and do that. But sometimes the epistle readings work really well, and sometimes they don't. So it's kind of interesting that as you're listening to the readings to try and figure out, oh, this is one that fits, or, well, this one's just a little bit random this year, or this week, and that's okay too.